Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Nothing changes day to day. The cycle of leftist craziness just continues. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. They are going to continue milking the Wu flu as long as we let them. And by the way, whether we're talking Wu flu, Kung flu, or we're talking global climate nonsense, or we're talking racism, or whatever, we will insert whatever you want. With the statement that I made that leftists will continue milking the insert craziness here as long as we let them. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what leftists hate more than anything. They hate us. They hate, quote, normal life. They hate the word normal. If you say that it is normal for a man and a woman to be together, how dare you declare that is normal? If you go, well, it's nature and it's the way that we procreate, that has nothing to do with it. They will fight you on absolute fact, on science, and they will call what they do science when it is nothing more than emotion. Try it. You don't have to believe me. Just do your own little experiment. Ask yourself about global climate change. They will give you all the, quote, science they can give you, and I'm going to make it as simple as I can for you. All it is weather. It's weather that's changing all the time. You want to know something? Let me give you some facts. The moon is moving away from the Earth about 3 inches every year. That is a fact. Doesn't sound like much, but it affects the tides. Let me give you another fact. The Earth's magnetic protection, if you will, there's an electromagnetic field, if you will, that goes around the world, if you know this, it's getting weaker. That's a fact. The sun is going to burn out. That is a fact. So all the things that they're calling global climate change are the things that are happening to the Earth. Period. This is scientific fact. You can look it up yourself. The Earth is not going to be here permanently, not the way we see it. I mean, the ball may float in space, but we're probably not going to be on it because we have lots of protections around us. We have CO2 that provides a layer of protection against the ultraviolet rays, and we have the magnetic core I mentioned before. That's what gives us gravity, and that's what also protects us from the sun. And that's what gives us the movement of the tides. And the reason why we have a moon and a sun and they flow around each other and they impact the actual shape of the Earth, if you will, to a degree, a small amount, but it's enough to move the tides from one side to the other. It is all an amazingly elaborate plan formed by a higher being that leftists don't even want to admit exists. But they come here and play God and they go, it's global climate change. We have nothing but science on our side, and we can't, who can't argue this against any of these clowns, against AOC or any of these other knuckleheads that think they know more than the actual science? They give you hockey sticks. They tell you it's too cold one decade, it's too hot the next decade. They try to sell you on the biggest nonsense. California right now. Hey, let me just give you a little hint. It's hot in California. And you know what these clowns are doing? Well, hey, will you please not plug in your electric cars at the same time? Who brought that on? Who played God there? The California government, the legislators said, you're all going to have electric cars because we're going to be off the grid without even knowing that the electric cars are still going to be on the grid because here's the science of it, people. Wind doesn't always blow. Sun doesn't always shine. So you need the dark, ugly, black electric grid of coal and oil to keep it running. And now they got all these electric cars. They've mandated it. We're so clean. Look at how clean we are as the grid stays up. The grid has not gone down 1 second. I repeat, not 1 second since they started creating green energy. But they got all the answers, don't they? And they got the science behind it, which means they have no science. So they're going to milk whatever you let milk. I'm just telling you, they don't want your life to return to normal. They act as if they are so progressive and they're moving things forward. And I dare you, I double dare, triple dare you, point to me anything where they've made progress. They made progress in race relations? Hmm? You feel better? You feel more united as a country under leftism and baby black Jesus and his demented second? Who's now the guy who's been installed in a coup that you can't even talk about because the social media knuckleheads over there don't want you to talk about the reality of what happened in the last election. And we're willing to shut up, right? Well, I don't want to be kicked off social media, so I can't talk about it. And don't get me going about LGBT. Nobody cares about their little, the fact that they want to always talk about their sexuality and how they use their naughty bits. Nobody cares. The only thing that makes us care is those freaks are always putting it in our face. They grab our heads, they rub it in their nasty little crotches and say, look at me, look at what I do with my naughty bits. And we're supposed to, oh, Giza, we should all feel different because you're transsexual or bisexual or some freak sexual thing that we don't even care about. Go get your freak on if you want. Just leave me alone. What else you want to talk about? Where have we progressed? Where have we united? Do you think that the left wants the LGBT community to know that we don't care what they do? All we care is that they stop throwing it in our face and stop trying to blame religion on the idea that they don't want to live according to God and not nature. They want us to blame. They want us to be the ones to get the blame. Sorry, I'm not taking your blame. You're a freak. Is what you are, but I'm okay with it. There are many of people that are freaks in a whole other different ways. Nobody cares. You want to know why? There are people that want to marry inanimate objects. I don't care, but you know what they don't do? They don't first, you're going to call it marriage if I marry my doll, my blow-up doll. No, I'm not. I'm not going to call it marriage. To me, that's this freaky, okay, I'm going to marry my cat. Okay, fine, but you ain't marrying it. Put your cat in the wheel. Say you want your cat in the operating room. I don't really care. But don't put your cat on me like I'm the person that's, you know, that got the problem. Well, I went off on a tangent, didn't I? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We got a lot to talk about. The left are going to milk stuff as long as we let them. And I'm going to talk about this scam that they're currently milking. But I'm telling you right now, everything that they do is about getting your money and gaining them power. That's it. It's easy to figure out the motivation. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know what amazes me about leftists is how stupid they can be publicly. It isn't like you have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what they're doing. It's completely wrong. I'm talking about people that will call themselves intellectuals. John Kerry, we must remove all the CO2 from the atmosphere. Does this guy have any idea what that would do? Of course not. Greenhouse gases are blah, blah, blah. And then, there's AOC, who's always arguing because we know she's an authority, the former bartender, the economics student who knows nothing about economics. I mean, I could go on. They're idiots, publicly, proudly so. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Apologize for the audio difficulties we had in the first segment, but we've remedied it. I'm talking about the ruses of the left, the fact that they never solve any problems. They don't solve poverty. They haven't cured cancer. They haven't solved the so-called problem of the difference between men and women and salaries and all these other things. They talk about it all the time, right? If there's no problem, they'll create it. You could give them empirical factual data, and of course it does exist, that there is no difference between what a man makes and a woman makes, except career choices and a host of other things that are easily explained. and they still don't care. They don't want to hear about it. Why? Because they need to keep the problem going. The patient is never going to be cured. The patient is only going to have to keep taking medication. And so what? The medication is jacking you up. It's the same principle of the pharmaceutical industry, which is why it's so closely tied to the government, is because they don't want to solve any problems. Why would I give you the cure when I can keep giving you a drug and making money? And look, no offense, I'm going to tell you right now, conservatives, that's the way you would probably want to run your company. If you could cure something and make $5 million and be done, or you could make $500 million by keeping your patients going, what are you going to do? It's just basic common sense. It's very few people that would go, you know what, this cure would be better. It would get rid of it. It would eradicate it. I'm going to do this for mankind. And then I got to go find something else to do in a year. When you find you got a gravy train, trust me, you're going to ride it. It's just human nature. And it takes a special group of people. And let me just say this. It's only going to come from us. It's only going to be from conservatives, people who have a moral and ethical core who would even consider that. Because let me tell you, you are going to think twice about it, even though you are a God-fearing, Bible-thumping, Judeo-Christian conservative. You are still going to go, you know what? I could go 20 years with $5 million a year versus $5 million for 1 year. I mean, whoo, I don't know. Let me talk it over. Let me go take it to God. You know, you're going to pray about it. You're going to do a lot of things because it's an elixir. And it's natural. You start asking yourself this. Well, listen, it is my invention. It's my thing. I mean, after all, I did do it. And it takes a lot for you to say, wait a minute. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. God gave me the intellect to do it. I did it. And I'm going to give this thing to mankind. It takes a lot to do that. And you better have a moral core that is based not in spirituality, but in a belief in a higher power that this higher power is going to recognize what you did, even though you can never be worthy. And the reason why, let me just tell you this, now that we're on the subject of religion, the reason why you can never be worthy is because if you get so caught up in your deeds, you start thinking, whoa, look at me. I'm getting more and more worthy of going to heaven or being, you know, of being canonized. No, you're not. You're a human being and you're put here to do great things for people. Little things that will go unrewarded, unheralded. That's what you're supposed to do. The problem with leftists is they're selfish. They don't want to do that. They want to milk you. They want to bilk you. That's what they are. Milker bilkers. So as I talked about, whether you're talking about racism, sexism, homophobia, climate farce, name it, it doesn't matter what we use as a metaphor. I will tell you every single time it is a fake. It is a scam. Wu flu is one of the biggest scams that's being perpetrated on us right now. I'm going to talk more about it because we're now getting the Delta variant. But you're starting to wake up because you've looked at all these other scams. You know, Barack Obama, scandal-free administration. Joe Biden's legitimate win into the presidency, right? Hillary Clinton's exoneration from her super-secret bathroom basement server that had no bad data or whatever. Jim Comey, well, of course, he did nothing wrong. Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton on Benghazi. So what? People got killed. Wake up, folks. Black folks are so oppressed in America. Nobody wants to be black in America because it's terrible. And I could go on, right? LeBron, Oprah, Tiger. Yeah. Nobody wants to be black in America. Cops killing blacks willy-nilly. Yeah. Well, let's ignore the other ones that, you know, the black folks killing other black folks by the thousands every year. Let's ignore that because there's a dozen or so people that get themselves killed by cops because black folks that get killed by cops because they resist arrest. And I could go on. You think they want to solve any of these problems? You think they want to solve the education problem, the mismatch in education, the critical race theory that they're now wanting to indoctrinate students about? Do they want to solve a problem or are they creating it? Are they piling on? Are they throwing fuel on it? I think you know the answer. But that's the way leftism works. It creates a problem that doesn't exist. People ask me all the time. I got asked this in a panel discussion. Kevin, do you believe that racism exists in America? No. No. Oh, well, come on, Kevin. Surely you know that. Yeah, that's what you want me to say. You want me to acknowledge the little small percentage of racism. I will give you a trillion acts of kindness that people do every single day to every one act of racism that exists in this country. They ignore it. We started unhyphenatedamerica.org to showcase the greatest thing, country in the world, the things that people do. I mentioned this little black kid. He goes to this 90-something-year-old woman's house every day, and the son, who's elderly as well, but he checks on his mom. He comes over, he sees this little black boy, and he asks him, he says, why do you come every day here? And he says, I just want to make sure she's okay. See, that warms my heart, because that is America. But they don't want you to know that. These people want you scared. They want you thinking there's a race riot and white folks are beating up on black people, and black people have every right to kill, to maim, including each other. They get a pass on that. They get a pass on ignorance, abject ignorance that they continue to vote for. Nobody wants to say anything. I'll speak out. I'll be your microphone for it. If you don't have the guts, I'll do it for you. And for those of you who support our efforts because you understand what's going on here and you say, Kevin, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for recognizing what we do. Because let me tell you, I may have a little voice, but it's heard enough to make at least some bit of a difference to where I get called to testify before Congress or do stuff on behalf of the conservative movement. Because let me tell you something, finding people with this kind of conviction makes looking for a needle in a haystack pretty simple. Because there's very few of us out there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. Women deprived of freedom of speech or the freedom to vote should fight for the rights and know that the United States stands behind them, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday.
I know what happens when women are heard. When women are heard, whether that is in the courtroom, in the workplace, in the halls of government, or at the ballot box, democracy is more complete.
Harris told the Generation Equality Forum at a summit hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron that gender equality was paramount to strengthening democracy. After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military left Bagram Airfield, the epicenter of its war, to oust the Taliban and hunt down the Al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America, two U.S. officials said Friday. This is USA Radio News. Wildfires fueled by bone-dry brush and timber surged through Northern California forests on Friday, burning several homes and forcing thousands to flee mountain communities, even as authorities prepared for a hot, crowded 4th of July weekend that could bring the threat of new blazes. Three wildfires near the towering Mount Shasta volcano, an hour's drive from the Oregon border, had burned around 50 square miles of land, but the blazes weren't anywhere near being surrounded as they continued to threaten homes in nearby areas. Wendy King has word of an agreement with the Boy Scouts of America.
The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists are amazing scam artists. They really are. I mean, if it weren't that it was so bad, you could admire what they do. I mean, it's a clinic in how to fleece people without them knowing anything. The stock market, it's a scam. You have to know how to play it, but it's a scam, a big Ponzi scheme. All of it. My last book is titled Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. And it is. If you read that book, it plays out almost every scenario we're talking about today. And I wrote that book years ago. It's just as applicable today. Actually, more so. It's insane how much I called it. RacePimping.com if you want to get it. Cheap book, easy read. I promise you, there's a level of clarity that comes from it that it'll blow your mind. And I wrote it as a joke. I wrote it as a ShamWow commercial for white folks saying, you too can get in on the race pimping. And what did they do? They did exactly that. Except you could call it health pimping, race pimping, climate pimping, gender pimping, sexuality pimping. I could have just said insert here pimping and it would fit everything that leftists do. Right now, we've got a fake pandemic. It's a scamdemic. It was started by an adversary, an enemy of America. There's no question about it. Where's all the calls to let's go find out the origins of this? We don't need to find out the origins because we know it. There were calls for this, a month ago? Have you heard anything about it? Let's get to the bottom of where this thing started. We know where it started. And the Chinese government has shut it down. It's out of the media cycle. That's how much they control stuff. Thousands and thousands of spies in America, all throughout, in academia, in corporate America, everywhere you look, Chinese spies. Go to China and see how they manage you. They give everybody a handler. Oh, you think he's your friend, he or she is your friend, they're your handler. They are to report to the government about your activities. You think we do that here? So we have this disease, this virus, started by an adversary, and what do the Democrats do? They join them. They tell them, don't you dare call it Wu Flu or Kung Flu or anything except coronavirus or COVID. And they made sure you did it because they would ban you. They wouldn't let your articles be read if you said it. And they mocked and ridiculed you if you used China virus. And you know what should have been happening? They should have been outraged. They should have been demanding to know who did it, why, what lab did it, etc. But you know why they couldn't? Because their little spokesperson, the little Fauci the fraud, he was out there. He knew he gave money. He gave gain-of-function research money so it could be weaponized, a bioweapon unleashed on the world that they milked us for over $6 trillion. They profiteered. off of the perceived misery. And worse than that, they scared the public to a point like I've never seen in American history. We weren't as afraid of the Nazis or the Russians and the atomic bomb as we were the Wu flu. To this day, kids are still wearing masks. Babies are wearing masks. These are people that don't even, I mean, the chances of them getting Wu flu if they worked at the Wuhan lab is practically zero. Even if they got it, they'd lose their sense of smell. That's it. So what did they do? They faked all the stats. They get this disease, they fake the stats, they tell us, this is horrible, it's going to kill everybody. And then it wasn't killing everybody, so they said, well, I tell you what, let's let it kill everybody. Meaning, if you're in a car wreck, you jumped off a building, you committed suicide, if you had the Wu flu, we're going to credit it to that. If you didn't, we're going to inject you and then say that you did. Who knows what the real stats were for this disease? They lied about that. They lied about infection rates and death rates. The number of infections was kept artificially low because that would artificially raise the death rates. And you want to know, we'll talk about those infections in just a second because that's in and of itself a scandal. But get this, things changed once they got rid of President Trump. No more scare tactics, at least on the number of deaths. Suddenly, heart attacks came back. Emphysema came back. Death by any of this stuff. Kidney disease. Death by gun. Death by car. Suicides. Oh, everything's come back. The flu, which practically went away in 2020, is now back. Flu season. I even saw a commercial for HPV, who knows? They're starting to run commercials for other diseases again. Everybody's no longer dying of the Wu flu. All because they can't blame Trump. Remember when you would turn on the TV, the number of deaths has passed 200,000. This is insane that these deaths are on President Trump. 300,000, half a million people have died from the Wu flu. It's over 600,000. Oh, it's gone. It's all gone. Now what are they talking about? Yeah, they're talking about the number of people who've gotten the shot. Because we got the cure, right? So now, these are 39 million Americans have gotten the shot. 47 million people have gotten the shot. You drive down your state. Let me tell you what you see when you drive down your state, the interstate highway, wherever you live. You see the number of people who've gotten the shot. In Arizona, 3.5 million people have gotten the shot. They've given out over 6.2 million doses. That's what they tell you. They don't tell you the number of people who died. And then they get your shot. Be one of us. Be one of the good guys. Go get that shot. Yeah. Woohoo. Because we got the cure. That's right. I told you about the cure. When the Democrats give you the cure is worse than the perceived problem because there never was a problem. Oh, boy. That cure is a problem for them, though, because it's Trump's cure. But they don't know how to handle it. A cure that existed for a while because this biological weapon that was developed by the Chinese also had a cure at the ready. And here's what's really interesting about the cure. There was a simple cure. Poor countries used it because they already had it figured out. The WHO didn't say to African countries, hey, go develop your own cure. They already knew hydroxychloroquine with a vitamin regimen would take care of it. That's what they did in Malawi. That's what they did in other African countries. You don't see a scourge going on over there, do you? You haven't heard any news coming out of Africa or poor countries. The only places you hear of a scourge is in the civilized world. That's where the scourge is. The Africans have to be looking at them and going, I thought they were supposed to be so sophisticated in America. They don't even take the cure. The cure. You know, the cure is a $3 cure, worst case scenario. And we're developing vaccines and spending trillions of dollars on a ruse, a biological weapon. $6 trillion later, multiple drug protocols. And all we have to do is give people hydroxychloroquine and some vitamins. That in and of itself is a scandal. People should be asking questions about how do you get to that? And they ridiculed Trump when he said it. Oh, he told people to take Clorox. He's a clown. He's an idiot. Then it turns out what? The two premises that Trump said. This thing was developed in Wuhan, China. It's the Wu flu. It's the China virus. Turns out it's true. They don't want to talk about that anymore. Oh, and hydroxychloroquine would have worked if that's all we needed to do. So why have we spent all this money? I would say go back to the people that asked for all this stuff to be developed and make them pay for it. Now they want you to have a mandatory shot for the cure. Not the hydroxychloroquine. They don't want to tell you, hey, by the way, that does work. No, we're not going to let you do that. We still want you to get the shot, to get a passport. If you're going to work, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Companies demanding it and so on and so forth. The whole world cabal saying you can't come to our country unless you get that shot. Now we get the number of people vaccinated. That's the new number. Woohoo! Look at how many people are vaccinated. We are celebrating it. 70% of the country, 84% of the world. What about those who got the disease? Don't they have immunity? Do they need to be vaccinated? How many people got it? Remember those statistics of how many people got the disease and their body cured it? What happened to that? No discussion about they don't need any cards. They don't need vaccine things. They've got natural immunity. You letting them opt out? I haven't heard a single discussion about it. Herd immunity. The disease, it was the scourge of the earth. Less than 1% of the people were dying from it. So if we've got 500,000, 600,000 deaths, then do the math. How many people survived? Which means they got natural immunity. It's a lot of people. They don't want to talk about it. But we're going to look at the vaccinated here in a bit. Because how do you mandate that somebody get a shot that can maim or kill them? How can you possibly do that? Faking the statistics, that's how.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The best immunity you can have against the disease is your body having fought it off. Your body is it is the most amazing development in the history of man. I don't care what we develop going forward. Supercomputers, out the wazoo, artificial intelligence, all of it. It can only mimic what God created with your body. And you may not think very much of your body. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You may not think very much of your body. You may go, well, I'm kind of pudgy, or I'm this, or I never was much of an athlete. Or, you know, I wish I could have been a dancer, but I just wasn't built for that, or whatever. You can criticize your body all you want. Let me tell you what your body is. It is a temple. And the only thing about your body that you should be considering when you think about it is this. Your body may not have been built for basketball. It may not have been built for track or whatever. But God built your body for something that you can do uniquely. I don't know what it is. I don't. I'll give you an example. There are little people that I know who can lift an enormous amount of weight. They're small, but they can lift an enormous amount of weight. I know guys who they have a certain muscular structure that they can lean back almost in a 90-degree angle. Can't play basketball for the Lakers, but that's good for something. I don't know what, but God made your body uniquely for you to do something spectacular with. And here's what happened. You just gave up on it. You did, I don't know. I don't want to be a Russian hammer thrower. You know, I don't want to be the person that changes light bulbs without, whatever. I'll give you an example. There was a guy, I didn't know him, but one of my friends told me about him. He says, Kevin, I used to work with a dude. He was an electrician. And electricity didn't kill him. He didn't use a meter to check electric circuits. I went, get out of here. He goes, no, he didn't. He said this guy would be talking, and he'd hit a live circuit, and he'd just go like that, and he'd know it was live. Now, it would have killed the average person. Don't believe me, but you can video, just go do a search, and these people exist. There are people who can hit a hot circuit, close the loop on it, and it will not kill them. It'll kill 99.999% of the people in the world, but it doesn't kill them. Well, he figured it out. So he doesn't use a meter. He's the fastest electrician in the world because the dude is live, and he just keeps. And my friend would tell me you're talking to him, and he's smiling, and he'd get, his face would contort real quick because he'd get a jolt, and he'd go, okay, that one's live, and he'd just keep doing it. There's no way you do that. It would send you to your grave. That's how, my point is, you have a uniqueness. You may not have discovered it because there's no market. There's no market for, 4 foot, 8 inch ladder climbers or whatever, right? But you might be the best ladder climber in the world. That's what we should be searching for. So anyway, your body has this natural immunity to the Wu flu, and they dismiss it.
We need to get people vaccination passports.
Well, wait a minute. If I don't need to get a vaccination because I have a natural immunity, what are you pushing a passport on me? Isn't that a logical question? Of course it is. How many people got this disease? Millions. When they talk about,
well, you may have to get vaccinated to go to school.
What about if I had the disease? Do I still need to get vaccinated? Tell me a politician on the left that has even proffered this, because I haven't heard one. Should be a great polling question. Maybe we should ask that. Because, number one, you shouldn't force anybody to get a vaccine, because this vaccine is dangerous. Here's what a guy wrote. We have now reached a stunning tipping point in the global push for mass vaccinations that inject people with spike protein bioweapons. New research finds that fully vaccinated individuals are suffering, get this, pay attention people, 8 times higher mortality rate than the non-vaccinated. And a stunning report out of the UK finds that 62% of those dying from COVID, the Wu flu, are people who have been vaccinated. The COVID vaccine, as it turns out, they write, doesn't really work. So why are they asking you to get it? More specifically, they say it doesn't provide non-specific immunity to even slight variations in coronavirus morphology. While natural immunity produces more general antibodies that work against all sorts of variants, the COVID vaccine, consisting of spike protein bioweapons being injected into human guinea pigs as part of a global medical experiment, provides little or no immunity against viral variants, even assuming it works against the original strain, which is quite a leap. See, your body took that bioweapon and it said, this thing is pretty rough, but we're going to fix it. And your body started doing what it does naturally. There's no amount of there is no science that can compete with your body. None. You are 50 million quadrillion supercomputers all working simultaneously. Look, I'm not saying you're all doctors, but look at any part of your body, the lymphatics, system, endocrines, whatever. I don't know what it all is, but the blood system, all of it. Just look at any of it. Look at your skin by itself. And it's a supercomputer how it works. It's your body is millions and millions of supercomputers working simultaneously to do things that science couldn't even think to mimic. The idea that man believes himself to be God, that he can modify your DNA by way of your mRNA, is ridiculous. And you should never let anybody experiment on what God gave you, that beautiful body of yours. I don't care if it's short and squat. I don't care if you're as wide as you are tall. Your body is beautiful. Anyway, it says the implications of this is profound. It means that people who've chosen the vaccine route instead of natural immunity will be forever dependent upon booster shots to try to address each new variant as mutations appear in the wild. The reason why I haven't had the flu in quite a while, I got this one thing back two Januaries ago, is because I heal naturally. I tell people all the time, I don't take medicines. I take vitamins, but I avoid medicines. To go to the doctor, they gave me painkillers. I didn't take a single painkiller. I didn't even pick up my prescription. So he goes on to say, yet vaccine passports are given to the vaccinated, the most vulnerable, not those who have achieved far more powerful natural immunity. This is just one of the many ways this entire pandemic response is actually designed to continue spreading infections so that lockdowns, mask mandates, and vaccine mandates can be gleefully justified by power-drunk bureaucrats and medical tyrants like Fauci. And now we've got this Delta variant. Fauci's out, and here's what he... This Delta variant could be a very dangerous thing. It could kill even more, and this, that, and the other. They know that it can, and that's why you got that stupid vaccination, because the Delta variant doesn't apply to you. In fact, you're likely to die, more likely to die because you have the shot, and the Delta variant's more likely to kill you than those who just got it naturally and fought through it. How many people do you know? I'm going to ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. How many people do you know that said, yep, I got it. Yeah, it was rough, but I survived. How many people do you know that went, yep, Kevin, I got it, but all it did was, you know, it changed the taste of my food. That's the only reason why I knew I had it. I was cooking. This one lady, a nurse said, I was cooking food and I couldn't smell it. She was cooking Italian food. I couldn't smell the meat. That's when I knew I had it. It's a lie, folks. They said, this guy says, he predicted publicly these variants are greedily invoked by health tyrants to unleash a return to authoritarian lockdowns, mass mandates, and other freedom-crushing demands. The failure of their own vaccine creates the very conditions that give them the power to take away more of your human freedoms. And to add insult to injury, they demand you consent to every new vaccine they concoct, always with the calculated lie. If you just take this one, you'll be safe and free. But it's always a lie. The vaccines don't really work as promised. You're never free until you stand your ground against these medical tyrants. He says, given that viruses constantly mutate in the wild, there is no future where medical tyrants voluntarily declare the pandemic to be over and stop demanding lockdowns, masks, and more vaccine injections. That's what I've been telling you. And I'm glad there are people out there writing about this stuff, sounding the alarm bell to the frauds that are out there, because every time they get somebody to take a shot, that's just one more person that's going to get sick. That they're going to say, see, look at what this thing is doing. And you know who's going to be out there locked down with no reason? Those of us who got this stupid disease and have no issue whatsoever. Those of us who are taking hydroxychloroquine.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.